for the letter later with the full board.
Well, the executive committee will have to act on behalf of the full board, and it'll be ratified at the full board.
Right.
So if there's a deadline of the 16th, this would have to be voted on, and I would have to get it out first thing tomorrow.
There was a group, two of them are here tonight, but there was a group that presented to us only this past Monday. And so we had a special meeting. We talked about it that night, and we had a special meeting on Tuesday. And as you know, we were reminded with the 16th, the only way we're opposed to it as it stands, for the dangers to health and the community, but the only way we could do it is via executive.
Oh.
Unless we polled the board, that process I'm not sure of. But what also helped is that Community Board 8 had prepared their resolution. They knew at an earlier date back in December. So they were able to draft the resolution, have it voted on, and present it to the two entities above on the letterhead. We did not. We didn't have that.
So we have not heard a presentation on this from the relevant city agencies, is that correct?
Not from the relevant city agencies.
Sorry, I don't know why it does that.
But I do understand that this group presented to our community board
In December,
and maybe to one other committee. They may have presented to transportation, I understand.
Can we take out this? I don't know.
There is one thing. You may have something else, Barry, but there's a reference to Madison Avenue. We can take that whereas out.
Yeah. Cool.
Good. Oh, good. He's considering this here.
I'm going to make a friendly amendment here that is in Community District 8, not in 9.
What's that?
The address 520 East 90th Street.
He's good.
Where am I seeing? Where is that? I'm missing. I may have missed.
Might have been up at the earlier part of the letter. Right?
Whereas there are widespread concerns that 5G towers will be constructed at distances considered too close to adjacent buildings, as has already occurred in front of 520 East 90th Street, Manhattan Community District 8.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's a reference, but okay.
Yeah, I added that just to clarify that that's not in our district.
Right.
They are proposing to put 32-foot tall cell phone tower poles on the street at Broadway between, that's not an avenue,
I can't get
between 112th Street and 113th Street, at Amsterdam Avenue between 112th and 113th Street, at Amsterdam between 115th and 116th Street. Why not just put it on top of the hospital? And
right.
I'm sure they don't want it there.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I think you're being sarcastic.
And Amsterdam between 118th and 119th.
Can I ask why it is that all of these places are in the Southern District? Or is it a question of them having only gotten up to 125th Street or something like that?
That may very well be it.
And my guess is because it's around the institutions and because it's a lot less expensive for them to install that technology over fiber optics, which is safer for our community than this wireless technology.
Well, no, that area would have fiber optics.
Yeah, in the chat, I know Sue Peters mentioned there are 4 jumbo poles proposed right now for Manhattan CB9.
Yeah.
She's in the chat.
What far?
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You should do this.
But those may be the same 4 that were mentioned.
Those are the 4.
Yeah, see, I think she just repeated what was already mentioned.
I'm just trying to view anything.
So they have 4 of the 18.
Oh,
that's from
this is
community
dumb.
Board 8.
Right. Okay.
What's that?
No, it's just why are they doing it on poles on the street? It's because they need the money to rent it out. So normally the way this works is cell phone companies like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile rent space on top of buildings from the building owners and install their equipment, run their lines up there, and then, you know, the little fiber optic things point their ways. So you see this all over our district. I myself am sitting under a cell phone tower, which is on the top of my building. That's just how it, you know, that's how it works in urban areas. This appears to be attempting to salvage the Link NYC operation, which is losing money. So they will build these poles and then rent them out to cell phone companies to run their equipment up there. That's dumb. That's a dumb reason to do this.
Not dumb.
Okay.
Deep,
so
devilish.
I would make a friendly amendment that I would request amendment that be considered friendly, that this be stricken. There has been an enormous body of research over several decades on both pre-5G technology and 5G millimeter wave technology that has not demonstrated any negative effects beyond heating at close range, which is already known. And this technology is already in use.
Yeah,
in many other areas.
That was one of the things, Barry, that I sort of, you know, pushed them on, because they were trying to make a causal relationship between the technology and cancer. And, you know, I haven't seen data, but this is not the type of stuff of work that I do. There was a publication published 2 days ago that says that cancers has overall in the country has gone down
by a third since 1991.
Yes. So if we look at, you know, this proposition, it doesn't go with the data. I think what we're trying to do here is just to not stop it, just hold it until we get a little more clarity, because I think that we have to listen to both sides.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is that, like, it's very well documented that millimeter wave radiation stops at the surface of things, which is the entire reason that they need more poles for 5G wireless than they do for 4G in prior generations, is because the higher frequencies cannot penetrate surface level blockages like, you know, buildings, skin, etc. And so, you know, unless somebody is positing that this contributes to skin cancer, which no one is, I think it's pretty well documented what causes skin cancer. It's sunlight. I don't think we should include this clause.
The third, whereas from the bottom. third from the bottom there.
Whereas there have been questions raised by some residents. That is a factual statement. I don't think that should have a bearing, though, on the community board's position that we oppose these 32-foot towers in the middle of our sidewalks.
That makes sense. You know, sufficient research, you're saying that you look at the body of evidence and that indeed there is a causal relationship, and that is not true.
Right. In fact, if we were going to put it in a new whereas, I would say, whereas there...
That's Dr. Edwin Torres, PhD.
Any information presented to Manhattan Community Board 9 that these street sites for Link 5G poles
have a
are
relationship
necessary... to are necessary and to correct coverage gaps that could not otherwise be covered through normal sightings of sightings? Did I spell that right?
S-I-T.
Like if you're sighting, sightings.
Sites.
Sites. C-I-T. Sites. Like a place.
One has to look at the source.
S-I-T-E-S. Just sites.
It was decided by sites. Dr. Henry Lay.
Antenna placements.
She's on.
On local structures.
Julie.
Which is the normal method by which wireless carriers provide 5G and other wireless service coverage in an area. And I mean, that's the thing, right? The city's trying to bail out a failing program by putting 32-foot poles on the sidewalk. That's dumb.
It's so annoying.
But there has been, the whereas you just took out, there has been a lot of question and concern from the community about the lack of information, health information.
And the health impact. And
That is what
has been. I don't think that should take, I don't think that should come out.
I mean, but so there may be concern about information not being circulated, but there's 32 years worth of scientific research into both prior generations of wireless radio waves and the 5G millimeter waves that have all reached the conclusion that there are no observable effects on human or other health, human, animal, or plant health. I mean, you know, if anything, it's the known ultraviolet and X-ray and gamma radiation that is well documented in causing health issues and problems such as cancers or tissue death. But, you know, we've lived in a world awash with radio waves for at least 150 years. And no health effects have been observed from that. Aiming X-rays at yourself, we discovered that was not a good idea. But lower frequency radio waves have time and time again been found in scientific literature to cause no known health effects for humans, plants, or animals.
But we don't want to even request that they, you know, do a health, you know, study in this specific time, in this specific place. That's not something...
I would think that that would actually dent our credibility with this rezo. I think that there is enough of meat, so to speak, in terms of this is unnecessary, this is unsightly, how did you pick these sites? We have not been consulted. Also, this is, to our knowledge, entirely unnecessary. Though we don't need the spice of, you know, we have questions about concern, you know, about the health and science studies.
I think that the science, that is something that you can bring up once they come. You can have the EP, you can have the other folks. But it, you
information
know,
and technology.
To Barry's point, indeed, you have these articles that you have to vet them. But the science around this is quite clear as the safety that it possesses. You know, we have, wireless in our own house. But I don't think that we should be, mingling around with the science, because that's information that we don't have right now.
Yeah, well, and, there was a lot of writing about the potential rise in glioblastoma multiforme as cell phone use would, exponentially grew in the late 90s and early 2000s. No such increase was ever detected.
No, it's just that we got better at detecting these and treating them too.
Right. And, it's still a brutal disease. But, like my father, had brain cancer, glioblastoma multiforme, and ultimately passed away from it. And it wasn't from a cell phone use. It was from the fact that he was an interventional cardiologist who spent half his career in a cath lab where they fire off x-rays. Like, there's a lot of Sturm und Drang around low-frequency radio waves with no evidence to back it up. And there's a lot of very clear evidence around high energy particle emissions for x-rays, gamma rays, and UV radiation, and the health effects that those have. Millimeter wave technology has been in use in American airports for, 10 or 15 years after September 11th. Those body scanners where you hold your hands up with the Leidos label on it, that's all millimeter wave technology.
But for our purposes tonight, and holding off until there's more on that point, is to use your whereas then.
The deadline, as you said, is the 16th.
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to finish that last whereas clause? Because you have an and there after the semicolon.
Yep, and then the next whereas clause is the community at large has expressed their view that Link 5G is unnecessary and unwanted. Yep. By the way, it's also totally true that wired internet connections are better for efficiency and speed than wireless. As anyone who's ever plugged their laptop directly into their router may discover.
Right.
Okay. Are there any other amendments proposed, considering that we are going to be voting to act on behalf of the full board, which is a much higher standard of scrutiny that this committee should apply to things that we just add to the agenda for next week?
I got some of your statement, Barry, some of it written down, I would have to get with you, listen to the transcript to add in the other part.
Well, I will send you, I've edited it here. So I've replaced the third to last whereas with, whereas there has not been any information presented to Manhattan Community Board 9 that these street sites for Link 5G poles are necessary to correct coverage gaps that could not otherwise be covered through normal wireless antenna placement on local structures, which is the, I think that's a duplicate, which is the regular routine method by which wireless carriers provide 5G and other wireless coverage, service coverage in an area, and I will email this edited version to everyone.
Okay. And then we've taken out the part with Madison, referring to Madison Avenue. The only reason I kept it in there is that I didn't know if that was some precedent for the entire city on as it dealt with lights and all. But anyway, that whereas gets taken out. I think it's already out.
Nobody. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, it's not. It's the one after the listing of the four areas, the four sites. So that
I took it out. So whereas the location proposed along Broadway and Amsterdam would be in conflict with strict guidelines for illuminated storefronts and signage.
You know. Yeah, it's still here on ours, but maybe it's mine that I'm looking at. Okay.
Yes, so the version I have shared on my screen is the edited one with my proposed amendments.
Okay.
And Edwin Laquita, do you accept them as friendly?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We will have to enter as the opening states those in favor, the number opposed, and absent and non-voting afterwards. So I think in this one, well, I guess we could do the one.
I'm gonna request a roll call vote on this one just so that we can document it. Are there any other discussion, amendments, or questions on this action item?
Just one item. I'm very much in favor of this. However, I own stock in American Tower, Verizon, and AT&T. So I cannot vote.
Okay.
So you just cannot vote?
No,
it would be
not entitled to vote.
Yep, present, not entitled. So I'm going to mark you down as one, not voting for cause.
Okay.
Anyone else not voting for cause? Meaning they have a financial conflict with voting on this. Okay. Any other debate? Questions, amendments? Hearing none, I will request that Ted call the roll for a vote. If you are in favor of passing this on behalf of the full board, say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. If you are abstaining, please let us know.
Joyce. Joyce Arwume.
Oh. Did she step away?
Okay. Walter. Have I been muted?
No, we can hear you, Ted.
Okay.
Maybe they stepped away. We probably need to just come back.
Yeah. Miriam?
Yes. Yay.
Deidre? Marita, Victor?
I'm here, yes, Ted.
Deidre?
Yes, Ted.
Thank you. Victor?
Yes, Ted.
Thank you. Now, John Martin is in attendance, but he's not a member of executive.
Well, neither is Miriam by that metric.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm just having technical issues.
Okay, Joyce, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, so then in that case, I should put Miriam and John Martin in a separate column.
We can still record their votes, but
yeah. John Martin, where do you come down?
Yes.
Daria.
Yes.
Monique.
Yes.
Laquita.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Pat. Pat Johnson.
Yes.
Ted, not entitled. Signe.
Yes.
Solomon.
I'm a yes.
Jonathan.
Yes.
And Jonathan.
Yes.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Edwin.
Yes.
Liz. Barry.
Yes.
Okay, is there anybody that I didn't call?
I wish I had the same reason you had, Ted, for not voting.
14.
I get 15 in favor.
15.
Oh, I have 17.
Well, no. But that's Miriam and John Martin.
Yes, I have those two in.
Yeah, so 15 plus 2, no opposition, no abstentions, one not entitled.
So it's 17 in favor, Ted, or 15?
It's 15 members of the executive and two members of a subcommittee.
Yeah, two members of the full board who are not members of the executive committee present and voting in favor. I've recorded that at the top here, if you can see it.
Let me come back. Okay. So I just want to see how you have it worded. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okie doke. That has been passed on behalf of the full board. I am going to send this to Yutha, and I will CC folks and approve.
And Solomon, I will email you the attendance and voting tally sheet so you can have that for the record.
Thank you.
So this will just come up as something that happened at the general board, and that there'll be follow-up